Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk a little bit about insanity right now, okay? Let's just take a look at the definition of what makes a person insane, all right? Let's look at, I don't know if we have Webster's Dictionary. I don't even know if we use Webster's Dictionary. Everybody just kind of Googles definitions. But, looking at this, former Marine that had been found guilty of murder in the American Sniper, Chris Kyle, and, his friend, Pete, I forget the first name, I'm sorry, Peterson's killing, Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle, I apologize. You know, there was the insanity defense that, the trial ended very quickly, by the way. As you can tell, we got a verdict yesterday, and the judge sentenced him to life in prison. But people were wondering, why did the insanity defense fail? Well, what is insanity, and why is it being used, and why isn't it working? So, not being sane, okay? Mad. Being seriously mentally ill. Maybe showing signs of dementia. Insanity. Not having saneness. Also another definition, extreme foolishness or irrationality. Now, something that we've discussed before when we were talking about the Congressman Gifford shootings by Jared Loughner or the James Holmes Aurora, Colorado shooting is when somebody decides to kill innocent people, kids, adults, men, women, randomly, all right? Okay, they are just nuts, okay? They have major screw looses, all right? So, when you have such a compelling case, of course, the defense attorney has to do his job, and he has to try to help his client, so they're going to try to do the insanity defense. Now, the insanity defense rarely works. I'm not an attorney, so I can't cite all the cases where that works, but it doesn't seem to work as often as we think. In Jared Loughner's case, it didn't work. When does an insane person, all right, get cleared of murdering, found not guilty? When does a jury find, all right, well, he was insane, so I guess that's okay. We feel sorry for him, all right? For somebody to do a killing such as that, okay, they have to have had some sort of premeditation. They had to have calculated it. Going back to the Tucson shooting with Congresswoman Giffords and Jared Loughner, he, had to get, his camera film. He went and got gas. He went into Walmart. He had to get the bullets. Then he went back into Circle K. Then he was stopped by police, got out of a traffic ticket. Then drove, to get out of a traffic ticket, all right, a cop stopped him before all this happened. He was able to get out of a traffic ticket, okay? Somebody insane, babbling and, not showing any sort of control of where their eyes are going, what they're speaking, for him to be able to talk himself out of a ticket. All right, he obviously had elements of competency, all right? I think one case that was allowed to be ruled insanity was the woman who drowned, I believe she had 5 children. I'm trying to remember the case. It was a case where a woman had drowned all her children in a bathtub. I believe that case was able to be pulled off as an insanity case. It really bothers me if somebody could actually get off All right, on that sort of a defense, when they obviously had to have some level of competency to decide to have the gun, take the gun, load the gun, shoot the gun, plan it, etc. Okay, you know, to me, somebody acting insane, and mind you, I'm a doctor, and there are various levels of quote-unquote insanity, and we don't really use that term a lot in medicine. In medicine, what we do is we diagnose you with what you have, and if there's erratic behavior, if there's lack of control, etc., we seem to define that, and then we seem to try to treat the aspects of your behavior. Same somebody, you know, in the older days, it's like, okay, the person's insane, we just put them in a quote-unquote mental institution. We don't do that now, all right? We give you a diagnosis, and we figure out what it is, and then we use therapy to try to control those certain behaviors. So, for example, somebody who would chronically, let's say, hum a song, just consistently hum a song, same song over and over and over again, all right, they would be put in a room saying, well, they're just insane. Well, no, for some reason they're having a repetitive, it could be a repetitive tic, it could be a an echolalia. There's certain things that we can define it, and then we try and treat it. So you have somebody that decides to shoot two people, and I apologize, and again, our hearts go out to the Kyle and to the Littlefield family for what they've gone through over the last couple of years. You know, obviously, you know, he knew he was doing wrong. And that's what basically sealed the deal for the jury. I believe when Eric Ray Roth was asked by the Texas authorities, a ranger said, you know what you did today is wrong, right? He replied, yes, sir. Now, an insane person might just babble dog, cat, but or may babble like I do right on the radio. Obamacare stings, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, all right. No, he answered a question. All right, and he yes, sir. I mean, he answered a question. And it looked like he knew while he was sitting there, you know, that he was processing. And if somebody knows how to process, if somebody shows some level of competency of how to get to the shooting range or how to get to, let's say, with Jared Loeffler, the Circle K and then the Walmart or Aurora James, you know, the Aurora, Colorado theater, you know, walking into a theater, knowing exactly the theater, knowing exactly what movie, somebody insane with that shooting, all right, with the Batman, would they have dressed up As the Joker? Would they have known which theater the show was playing and the exact time? There was calculation. And to me, when there's calculation, it's a lot more difficult to plead the quote-unquote insanity case. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to hit medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who's working it out. We really do appreciate it. So, you know, a lot of controversy on fluoride in our drinking water. Well, now we have a study saying fluoride in drinking water may trigger depression and weight gain. And they say 15,000 people could be suffering unnecessarily from thyroid problems because of the fluoride in their drinking water. This is a study from the University of Kent. Now, the reason why we have fluoride in the drinking water is because we're trying to prevent tooth decay. And if many kids are not brushing their teeth or they're not getting good dental health, we then recommend that we then start to recommend fluoride in the diet. And since most diets don't have regular fluoride, you know, we used to give polybifluor, some of these vitamins that would have fluoride in it, but if the kids are not getting dental health, a lot of times they're not getting their vitamins either, you know, from that family. So we, you know, from the family that is unable to provide the dental care, et cetera, and the good medical care. So we'll put the fluoride in the drinking water. So hopefully if the kid drinks water or drinks ice and an ice drink, then he'll get fluoride that way. But now they're saying that the fluoride could cause depression and weight gain. A study of 98% of family practices in England found that high rates of underactive thyroid were 30% more likely in areas where they have the greatest fluoridation. It can mean that up to 15,000 people are suffering then, unfortunately, with thyroid problems. Now, thyroid problems then in turn could cause depression, weight gain, fatigue, aching muscles, etc. Last year, Public Health England released a report saying fluoride was a safe and effective way of improving dental health. But the University of Kent research suggests that you're now having underactive thyroid cases in places with high fluoride. So, I'm not sure where in America or in the particular cities there could be higher fluoride rates. I'm sure the city should be able to provide, you know, depending on where you live, you know, what the fluoride components are in your drinking water, et cetera. But, you know, when we talk about what the government should do in terms of spiking things, okay, to help us with our health, it makes a lot of us uneasy. I am for fluoride and dental health. I think that's great, okay? And I also understand the need to get kids a certain amount of fluoride. But I get nervous when that has to come from the government sticking it into our water system, all right? I mean, I understand that's probably the easiest way to try to sneak fluoride into these kids, but it's just not anything that complete. It's just not something that you know, it's an easy thing to digest, even for me as a physician. Okay? You know, I love the idea of all kids getting dental health. And I would if the government is going to, you know, mandate something, I would almost rather they mandate, you know, free dental care for kids, something like that. Okay? Where all kids get to see a dentist, they get to, you know, get their fluoride treatment, but, you know, the problem is that you need your daily fluoride. And that's where it starts getting difficult. And I also don't know how effective fluoride in the sink water is, because if many kids are drinking out of bottled waters, or they don't drink water, they drink soda pop or orange juice, and they rarely drink water, they're not getting the fluoride anyway. But did they study fluoride and all the effects it could do? Well, they studied it pretty good, you know, and they made sure that the level was low enough where it wouldn't cause fluoridosis, but ramifications of high fluoride. But now we're finding some kind of coincidental type stuff. All right, if we start to have underactive thyroids, I get a little nervous about that, because when you have an underactive thyroid, a lot of times your thyroid decides that it needs to grow and produce extra hormone. Sometimes we could start seeing goiters, where you start seeing enlarged thyroids, and I don't want any glands stimulated to grow. Okay, I want everything kind of doing what it's supposed to. I don't want any stimulation there, because we want to make sure that, you know, every cell is doing what it's supposed to. I'm not saying low thyroid could put you at risk for thyroid cancer. That's not the case. But I don't like the idea of something being put in the body that causes your body to react, you know, protectively. See? So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on this. Fluoride is, you know, a lot of times naturally in water, food, tea, fish, etc. But we found that a lot of times we're not getting enough. They say rates of high underactive thyroid were at least 30% more likely in places where the fluoride levels were higher than 0.3 milligrams per liter. And we think that what the fluoride does is it inhibits the production of iodine. Iodine is what is essential for a healthy thyroid. Thyroid gland sits in the neck, kind of sits, you could feel it kind of sits in front of your windpipe. Okay, it kind of surrounds the windpipe, but more in front. All right? We see thyroid disorder more in women than in men. And so if it affects the iodine production, which is what thyroid needs, some people are like, well, what can I eat, you know, to help my thyroid? Well, you know, food's rich in iodine, but, again, we don't usually control the thyroid as much as we can control other organs, like control our cholesterol intake, control our fat intake, etc. All right, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of water supply, there is a, thanks to one of my Facebook buddies sent me this, a floating strip club has been accused of dumping poop into the harbor in Alaska. All right, apparently a crabbing boat was converted into a floating strip club off the shore of an Alaska island. And now it's having issues, not only because of safety rules and liquor laws, but it's because it is dumping human waste into the harbor. Prosecutors say Darren Beiler and Kimberly Rydell. Beiler, I wonder if that's the same Rydell from the show. I wonder if that's the Rydell from the, Bering Sea Gold. I have to look it up. Piped raw sewage from bathrooms aboard the 94-foot Wild Alaskan into the Kodiak Harbor instead of taking the waste 3 miles offshore. The Beilers also are accused of telling the Coast Guard they were properly disposing of the waste. Darren Beiler was arrested last week and pleaded not guilty. Yeah, it's interesting. People swim out in the ocean and they pee in the ocean. Remember we talked about that? Somebody got really, really mad because they said, really, people, I don't want to swim in your pee and poop, but it's an ocean and people do that. They pee in the ocean, etc. So, if they're not regulating that, I find it interesting they regulate dumps of the waste. Personally, I think everybody should, walk around with a little porta potty, even on the beach. Okay, I can't stand it when I see people, they're lying on the beach or sitting there, and then all of a sudden, you see them run out to the water, they stand, and then they run back, and then they lie on the beach. And you're like, wait a second, I know what you just did, you just took a wee. You just took a whiz. And I tell my kids, guys, get out of the water. Why, is there a shark, Mom? No, that woman just peed. Yeah, no, I didn't. I just wanted to cool down. Yeah, but you only went waist deep. You stood there for about 5 seconds, you looked relieved, and then you ran back. Oh, mind your own business. I'm like, kids, just get out of the water for about 5 minutes. But, Mom, I'm snorkeling. No, get out of the water. So, it happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of water, all right, they say dishwashers may be raising our kids' allergy and asthma risk. They say hand-washing dishes may be better to prevent eczema, asthma, etc. Apparently, we need certain microbes, okay, to have our immune system working well. And I believe that hand dishwashing is not as effective as machine dishwashing. So, when you practically sterilize your dishes, that could be, unfortunately, not priming your kid's immune system. So, they recommend that maybe these households where they're washing their plates and stuff so meticulously, these kids are getting more asthma. Not that I would say wash your plates like crap by any means. All right, so Dr. Helselbauer and his colleagues asked the parents of over 1,000 Swedish children about their history of asthma, eczema, and seasonal allergies. The children were 7 or 8 years old. They asked how the families cleaned their dishes and if the families ate fermented foods or foods directly from a farm. They also looked at owning pets and breastfeeding, etc. And 12% of the families hand washed their dishes. I can't do that in my family. My family, they wash their dishes so crappy. All right, in the hand-washing homes, you had less asthma, less eczema than the dishwashing homes. You see? Now, I would like to see the study on Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli in the hand washing homes versus the dishwashing homes. I gotta tell you, my kids, oh my gosh, they'll eat an egg and they'll let that egg sit till it's brown, in the sink, right? And then I go wash the dish so they splatter some water. I'm like, why didn't you use soap? Well, I couldn't find the sponge, Mom. I'm like, damn it. And then I get the plate and there's the dried pieces, crusty pieces there that are brown. I'm like, you're kidding me. I'm eating your old egg from 2 weeks ago. Mom, let me pee in the pool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoin, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have a Dr. Dahlia app on your Android phone, on your iPhone. I told you guys I broke my husband's Droid phone. Oh, he was livid. It just dropped it in the bathroom. I was taking it to the bathroom so I could, I use the phone when I go potty because it helps me poop. And so I was on my way to the bathroom with his Candy Crush. I didn't want to take my phone because I was stuck on a Candy Crush that was really, really difficult. So I was like, all right, I gotta go potty. And so I go and I take his phone and for some reason dropped. I don't know what happened. And because his Candy Crush level is something that I guess helps. And so, yeah, that's what happens. He was mad. All right. That's okay. That's okay. All right. We have three Austrian men to get bionic hands after having them amputated by injuries. Three Austrians have replaced injured hands with bionic ones that they can control using nerves and muscles transplanted from their legs. This is so cool. They are the first to undergo what doctors refer to as bionic reconstruction, which includes the amputation of, transplantation of nerves and muscles, and learning to use faint signals from them to command the hand. Previously, people with bionic hands had to primarily control them with manual settings. This is the first time where they have actually really, truly bionically reconstructed the hand. I know, I totally see a movie coming, or even a TV show, something like The Bionic Man. Dr. Oscar Osman of the Medical University of Vienna developed the research with colleagues. He said, if I saw these kinds of patients 5 to 7 years ago, I would have just shrugged my shoulders and said, there is nothing I can do for you. He said, while some patients may be candidates for a hand transplant, that has issues itself. You know, where you take a hand, you transplant it, and hopefully you reattach the nerves and the blood vessels, etc. Then they have to take anti-rejection medicines because the body's smart. You can't just sew something onto your body and go, all right, this is your new, you know, hand or leg or penis or nose or ear. The body's like, wait, what? Wait, no. Your body knows something's wrong. So you start to get foreign body reactions. You start to get an immune system fighting it, etc. And the body's smart. Don't mess with it. You cannot fool your body. Osman and colleagues described the cases of the three men in a report published that was online yesterday, or today, actually, in the journal Lancet. The men decided on amputation only after having the bionic hand strapped onto their injured leg to see how the robotic one would function. And for one of the patients who lost the use of his right hand in a motorcycle accident more than a decade ago, the bionic hand allowed him to hold things like a sandwich, a bottle of water, etc. So I apologize. It wasn't an original amputation injury. It was an injury that where he couldn't use a hand, and they had to decide whether they were going to amputate and give him bionic or just hope that they could, you know, anastomose nerves and vessels, etc. So he says, I can throw things, but it is harder to catch a ball because my right hand is still not quite as quick and natural as my left. I've never been able to catch. I hate how people say girls can't catch because I unfortunately fit that stereotype. I can't catch. I could throw. I could kick. I could run. I could tackle. I could fumble. I just can't catch. I don't know what it is. And my hands are really long. I have big, long fingers. I should have been a urologist, but I have big hands. And, you know, now a football is easier for me to catch than another type of ball, probably because the football is big. But I just was never, because I have that reflex where my eyes, you know, start to blink. I'm like, the ball's coming. I wish, you know, because I really want to play with the guys a lot of times. And I don't want to sit there with the Barbies. I want to go and play some football with the guys. Couldn't do it because I couldn't catch. I could kick, punt, throw, couldn't catch. Oh. All right, so, very few complaints about the bionic hand. Even his son liked it. His 4-year-old likes to walk around with the bionic hand. Also, you can do whatever you want with it. All right, the procedure costs $42,000. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more in America. All right, that's a bionic hand. That's pretty cool stuff. Speaking of which, robots. Apparently there's a study saying robots may take our jobs and cause the economy to crash. So experts are saying save money now. Wait a second. I said that last week. I was talking to you guys about that week. They say the race to create robots that look, act, and work like humans is now the biggest thing, and we are going to see, as a result, unemployment soar. welfare costs increase, and that it may eventually bring the global economy to its knees. Now, this is a report looking at how machines are revolutionizing the workplace. Economists created a simple model to plot a range of possible robot scenarios to see how the machines could impact natural income, capital, quality of service, etc. And it's called Robots Are Us, Some Economics of Human Replacement. Lead researcher Seth Benzel said, when it's bombing our enemies and steering our planes and fielding our calls and rubbing our backs and vacuuming our floors and driving our taxis or beating us at Jeopardy, they're finding that, you know, these machines are sometimes smart enough to do a lot of the menial tasks that we do. So, another big issue that's throwing a lot of this into play is the demands for increasing wages of our workers. The more companies have to pay for higher minimum wage and higher wages, then the less real people employers are going to want to have. And anything they could machinize or industrialize or computerize, they're going to. All right? You know, another thing that's very, very frustrating to me, okay, because, I'm sorry, I think humans are smarter than any other robot could ever be. But you're hearing always the phrase, you know, human error. We need to alleviate human error, okay? Now, mind you, okay, I love my staff. I have a phenomenal, phenomenal staff. But we have had staff people that did stupid things. And so it does scare me. You know, it does scare me that you could have a staff person, you know, misfile a lab or, you know, say they called a patient and didn't. And so, you know, the traceability of a machine, when you have a job like I do where you're, you know, people's lives are at stake, you know, sometimes it's intriguing, okay, and it's attractive to think that, you know, well, you could have something that is hopefully, if it's working, dependable, has accountability, and you could look and see what was done, confirm that it's doing what it's supposed to do, period. Okay, it's not going to lie, it's not going to, you know, and so, you know, even as an employer in my field, I'm like, well, maybe we should computerize, you know, records, and maybe we should have automatic calls instead of having staff make calls, and the problem is I'm a people person, I'm a family doc, okay, and I don't want my patients talking to a robot, I don't want my patients talking to a machine, I want my patients talking to people. Okay, there's nothing that could replace the interaction with a person. No computer could ever do that. But you always hear, well, you know, we got to have these robots and we got to have computers or whatever because of human errors. And the more human errors causing employers to have issues, or the more employers have to pay for humans, the more these robots or computers, etc., are going to look more attractive. And I'm very, very scared by that. Because there are a lot of jobs that can be replaced mechanically. And we are going to have too many of us without jobs. I mean, look right now how they want to do what they want to do with doctors. All right? You know what? Just go and Skype the doctor. Okay? The doctor could do a bunch of 15-minute Skype calls, see more people, just using Skype, and now you don't have to sit and wait and talk to him. And, you know, so we are going to be later replaced by probably centralized doctors that are just going to field your calls in one room. Yeah, you do this. Yeah, you do that. What the hell? And I agree. Start saving money now. It's going to be a lot harder to get jobs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, a few days ago I received this, and I think it's a little pertinent for what I want to talk about. Christian writes, Doctor, over the weekend I had a reaction where my skin itched and one of my joints swelled. Since it was a weekend, I called the online doctors and they wrote me a steroid pack and I improved. I vote for more of this type of access available. It saved me money, time, and I got better. Not all visits need a face-to-face meeting. Okay. I don't know what I want to say on this. First, I'm glad you're better. Okay? But I have tons of questions. Okay? I'm not saying the visit was half-assed, but, okay, you had an itch. You had a swollen joint. You got a steroid. Of course, the steroid's going to make you feel better. Do we know why you have it? Do we know what you were allergic to? When the steroid wears off, is it going to come back? Did anybody evaluate you for gout or rheumatism? Maybe with the rash? Maybe we're looking at a possible lupus picture? You know, when I get a patient that I diagnose with lupus, okay? And, you know, I'm like, all right, well, it looks like this is brand new. Like, no, this isn't brand new. I've been having these issues for a long time. I go, you've been having these issues for a long time, weird rashes and swelling and, you know, bubbly urine from your kid. Well, you know, you even had fluid around your heart. Why? What did they do? Oh, they gave me steroids. All right? I went to an urgent care and I got a steroid. I went to this, you know, they gave me that. Or, you know, I got sick and I got a Z-Pak. Now, I was an ER doc and I was an urgent care doc. I loved being an ER and an urgent care doc because we're the heroes. All we have to do is get you better. We don't always have to figure out what's really, really deep, deep, deep going on. We don't have the time. We may want to, all right? Then I'll say, you know what, go get a lupus test. You know, go get, I know the heart overall looks good, but I'm a little worried. Just go get your heart looked at by a cardiologist. Go do this. You know, I don't know. Maybe you have Ehlers-Danlos. You're really hyperreflexive. I think you got some ligament issues. Go get that checked. You know, so I'm like, I want you to go and do this. You know, go tell your family doctor, because again, I was family doc trained. So even though I was working in an ER setting and I was working in an urgent care setting, I'm like, you know what, I think you should go and do this. I don't think something's right. I think you got an ulcer. I think whatever. Okay? However, from an ER and urgent care standpoint, we're like, okay, we just got to fix you. Well, same thing with online medicine. Okay? It's not their job to really look deep and smell. I had a patient go, smell me. Smell my skin. Just smell it. Something's different. All right? And I didn't smell anything. I didn't smell ketones. I didn't smell whatever. But, yeah, I took a whiff. I'm like, you know what? If you want, we'll check your ammonia level. We'll check that. You know, that kind of thing. There's a lot of touching and smelling and things that we do. You know, they tell you when, you know, in gynecology, you know, did the vaginal odor smell fishy? Well, I'm not saying you're supposed to sit there and smell that, but a lot of times when we diagnose with other senses other than just talking and looking. Okay? How did that skin lesion feel? Did it feel velvety? How thick did it feel? It felt a couple millimeters thick. Or did it feel superficial? You know, and so you're going to get treated. Okay? Christian is happy. He had some sort of a rash. He had some sort of joint swelling. He got a steroid. Great. He got better. Mission accomplished. Okay, but what about the why? Okay, what if it happens again? Are you going to go back to the online doctor for another steroid pack? Well, yeah, it worked. Well, no. You're going to probably still have to eventually go back to a doctor or medical provider to get this figured out. I had a patient, the same thing happened. He had possible gout attack, but we weren't sure. And a big, red, swollen, painful joint. So, again, he was given a steroid. All right? And you know, he comes in and says, okay, so this is what I did, and it worked, and I felt better. And I go, did the guy know you were diabetic? I think so. Yeah, I'm sure. I told him I was diabetic. And I'm like, well, how have your sugars been? Oh, they're through the roof. I'm like, all right. You know, I mean, understandable, but I mean, are we sure the joint wasn't infected? Are we, you know, with gout, you don't always have to treat gout with steroids. A lot of times you could treat gout with Indocin, very, very strong anti-inflammatory, and pain pills. Sometimes we could do that rather than do a steroid, especially when you're dealing with a very, very severe diabetic. And so I'm very appreciative of the speed that these online doctors and these insurance companies allowing that do. I mean, I love the idea of you having access. I think that's great. I'm not worried about it taking business away from me. I am not worried. I'm very, very grateful for my career and where my career is, that I'm not worried about losing numbers of patients to online, okay? Let me just put that out there, right? Because, a lot of doctors are worried, you know, why would anybody come and see them if they could just sit there and Skype somebody? So, yeah, that is a concern, not my particular concern. But the reason why I'm having a beef with it, because, again, I have to put your care first as a patient, as a listener, is this could be half-assed, all right? And it looks like you have to turn around and go to the medical provider anyway. I'm, again, it's nice that there's access. It's nice that there's speed. You know, it sounds like my patient said the copay was the same. The copay was the same that he pays to see me, an MD doctor, than paying to see a medical provider online through Skype. And some people will pay more for the online because they don't have to drive. They don't have to miss work, etc. So there's value there. There is. You could technically save money. I get that. But, you know, the idea that I'm George. Hi, nice to meet you, George. This is the first time I'm meeting you. I got this sore throat. I got this cough. I got et cetera. Do you get sick a lot? No, I don't get sick a lot at all. All right, let me go give you an antibiotic. Meanwhile, you come and see me, and I'm like, you had another sore throat? That's 5 this year. No. No, I go, didn't the online medical provider ask you, you know, how many sore throats you've had? No, he asked me if I've been sick, and I haven't been this sick in a while. This is probably the first time I've been really sick. Yeah, but you've came to come to me 5 times now, or 4 times plus this, because of a sore throat. Maybe we should get that checked out. Now, again, there are very, very good medical providers that are starting to take on the online, and I am sure they're going to take a very, very thorough history. I am sure they will, because, again, the last thing they need is a horrible public relations campaign saying that they're doing things, you know, halfway, and, you know, they're missing things and a liability, etc. But what I'm finding in my practice is the patients are still coming in to see me anyway. So, at that point, just stop and think. Don't think that, and a lot of times these online medical providers are saying, go to your regular doctor. You know, I'm going to do this for you, but you still have to go to your regular doctor. You can't use me as your regular doctor. They're very good at saying that, and they're smart to say that. So you may take advantage of that, but then your medical provider's like, no, I don't care if he's not an online doctor. I still need you to follow up with me. You want me to manage your blood pressure? Who listened to your heart in the last 6 months? Oh, Dr. Smith, I don't need to come in. I saw the online doctor. So it's happening. And good for you for feeling better. Here's another thing, too. Be careful with steroids also when you're given steroids for allergies. Some of you guys will have real severe allergies. You'll have a completely blown-up allergy attack for some reason or another. All right, I then want to go, well, what the hell caused this? So I like to send you to an allergist. If you have steroids in your system, you know, for weeks before you see him, sometimes you cannot get your allergy testing. So if I don't think you're that bad enough for steroids, I'll treat you with other things that we could treat you with. Then hopefully we get you allergy tested to figure out. Now, true, any sort of antihistamine, et cetera, could kind of limit the way you react to certain allergens, et cetera. But, you know, sometimes a shot of steroid, that can be in your system for 3 months. And now we're like, well, now we got to kind of wait and see. So, just slow it down, guys, with the steroids. Everybody wants a big, rip-roaring dose of steroids, especially during allergy season. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.